This is Ruth Greenblatt recording the UCSF Senate Executive Council report for July 2017. First item, Academic Council. The Council discussed the Assembly Budget Bill that extends more detailed control for various aspects of the UCOP budget over previous. New language requires UC to demonstrate a good faith effort to meet a 2-to-1 freshman to transfer student enrollment ratio. UCSF's Henry Sanchez chairs the Board on Admissions and Relations with Schools, BORS, and is a good source of information on this. Undergraduates who transfer from community colleges provide economic and ethnic diversity into the UC population, though some challenges remain, including a tendency of community college students to seek continuation of studies close to their homes. Second issue was discussion of the open access publication policies, which have been discussed in the Academic Planning Council and also in Academic Council. One issue is that graduate student theses and dissertations may need some time protection to enable these students to formally publish their work before providing open access, or they may lose the ability to publish, which is a career need. Another concern is the cost of open access publication, which in some fields can be as high as $5,000 per paper. An active discussion took place concerning potential conflict between the Federal Anti-Semitism Awareness Act and academic freedom. The group presented a range of opinions about invitations to speakers who elaborate controversial ideas. On one hand, campuses should support an open dialogue regarding ideas. On the other hand, some speech may be of a hateful nature and have repercussions for the climate of tolerance on campuses. The discussion was good, but I'm not sure if the issue was resolved. There was a lengthy discussion of the proposed change of the appointment lecturer with security of employment to teaching professors who will conduct pedagogical research as their creative effort. This is not to be a tenured position. Discussion concerned whether the limited focus on pedagogical research could be maintained and whether incumbents should have sabbatical rights and whether this might turn into a series in which women and underrepresented minorities are highly represented. Debate concerned whether the council should support the idea at all. In the end, more development of the idea was encouraged. Council also discussed the recommendation from UC Faculty Welfare and the Healthcare Task Force to strongly oppose the region's proposal to remove the 70% contribution floor for post-employment benefits, including healthcare. Item 2, the Joint Senate Administrative Review Committee on Campus Affiliation Policy, which we will discuss on Thursday. This committee followed the previous Task Force on Clinical Affiliations. In short, the committee found that existing policy does not address affiliation agreements driven by accountable care organizations and is not easily adapted to the current healthcare landscape. My note, it's a seismically unstable landscape, as far as I can tell. Some affiliations may be fast-tracked. They noted that for smaller affiliation, there may be no review process at all. Some benefit is seen for programs for which UCSF Medical Center does not have adequate patient volume to meet residency training requirements. But for others, faculty may be overburdened. They note that the health system may not be aware of academic implications of business decisions. Consultation with the Senate may be seen as temporarily impractical, and there is no process for resolution of administrative and faculty disagreements. They recommended a central affiliations office and a standing affiliation review committee, including Senate members, UCSF Health, and campus leaders. Additionally, they recommended updating existing policy to harmonize it with UCSF values and to clarify relation to teaching programs. We should consider endorsing this report either this Thursday or perhaps at the Senate Leadership Retreat in September. Item 3, public release of pension information. It should be noticed that a release for public access to UC pension data has been requested, but as discussed in Academic Council, this release may be limited to pensions exceeding $299,000 per year. Item 4, export controls. Be aware that UCLP has proposed a new presidential policy on export controls that is described as creating parameters for compliance with federal regulations. These concern release of data or technology to foreign persons. There are some exclusions for research, but concern remains about the potential impact of these regulations on teaching and research. Many campuses, including UCSF, submitted comments on this, and the final policy has not been determined. I'll see you on Thursday. It should be a great session. A number of speakers will attend, and we should have a good discussion.